Hey, this is DJ King Jones from ChillLoverRadio.net. Beer is what I have in common with Open Bottle Society. If you're a serious beer drinker, you want to check out obsbeers.com, the number one source for beer knowledge. Also, check out my show, Throwback Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific, on ChillLoverRadio.net.
Welcome to ChillLoverRadio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promo.dj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, VikingSunglasses.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com. We're now in session.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to embark on the newest kind of listening experience known to man. Throw out what you thought you knew about beer, for obsbeers.com will show you the way of the craft beer life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from around the world. It's almost time for what we have in common. Don't fight the feeling, invite the feeling. Sit back and get situated, acclimated, and vegetated for the number one podcast beer show on this planet or any other planet. Often imitated, but never duplicated. The one and only Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk.
Yay!
Warning. The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor or your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, better than ever. It's your boy Key.
And Frank.
I don't know if you heard, Frank. Did you like that new intro?
I think it's dope. Hey. 100.
What? Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop. Wait, you know what? I'm going to give you a womp womp. Is that okay?
Word to your mother.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frank actually is holding the black card today. We have an official OBS Beers black card, and if you guys don't know, if you guys not caught us on OBS Beers on everything, so before we tell them a little bit about the black card and everything, so first off, if you guys need to get a hold of me, my name is Key, and you can get me on Twitter at OBS Beers. I know it sounds, that's our main account, but that's the one I work off of.
Right.
And Frank, if they want to get a hold of you on Twitter, what's your handle?
GSP163.
All right, guys. So that way you guys can get a hold of us, or if you need to contact us and, you know, basically shoot the shit with us or have questions about beer or what's up and coming and things like that, you can catch us on obsbeers.com/contacts, and we'll gladly answer any questions that come in because we actually share the same.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like, but if you want to reach us personally,
right.
Frank, what's your email?
Frank@obsbeers.com.
And mine is KEY@obsbeers.com. And there's an actual general form that you can fill out, and that one goes to both of us. So, you know, whoever. I got it, tag, you're it, type shit. And so, right now, we also want to give a huge shout out to ChillLoverRadio.net for allowing us to be on their airways, fucking up shit one more time, each and every time that we're always on here. That's episode 41, Frank.
Crazy.
Wow, and we've been ups and downs, technical difficulties, bad microphones, bad levels, and people are still downloading us. We're crushing it.
Hey, we got an engineer now.
Oh, I'm going to set him up in just a moment. Nice. Damn, all right, fine. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We have a brand new engineer here on the obsbeers.com set, and let me introduce you to him. His name is Sean. Sean, go ahead and say hello.
Hello.
No, I'm Sean.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'll scoot over. I'll
no, so we got Sean here making sure our levels are working well in conjunction with chilloverradio.net. So, Sean, we really do appreciate you being here. But as an engineer, shut the fuck up. And so, Frank, how do you feel that, you know, with all that clapping, we got a live studio audience here that's pre-recorded. How do you feel about us having an engineer, Sean? How do you feel about Sean?
I'm excited.
Like, rock hard, cock in the pants excited, or, like, enthused that we are finally getting some physical help here on the set?
Somewhere between enthused and sporting a semi.
Oh, wow. Let me go ahead and give you a dig point on today's show.
Thank
there
you.
It is. Also, we want to give a huge shout out right now. I know it's taking us a little long to get to the point, but you know what? Fuck it, right? We want to give a huge shout out to the Sellies. We got the Sellies here right now running our Snapchat. Now, the cool thing about our Snapchat is I am 100% against it.
Yes.
Are you against it?
Yes.
So, we found someone who fucking loves and breathes that shit. And her name is Miss Sally, and she conducts our Snapchat. Now, if you want behind the scenes as it happens on our podcast, you want to follow us on at OBS Beers on Snapchat. Am I correct, Miss Sally?
Correct.
All right, that's really her. Actually, it's actually Sean. He's the same person. Sean is amazing. He's actually two people.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and so right now, so what we're going to do is today's show is dedicated to just the love that we get from everybody. So we got Sean, who's actually a coworker with me at our day job. Mm-hmm. I trained him at our day job, and he took my spot when I got hired on. And Miss Sally's a huge fan of the show, and now she's there. They moved out to Vegas for the show, which is a really cool thing, never unheard of. And then there's you. I met you off Periscope. Right. So make sure you guys check us out on Periscope at OBS Beers. And then Chill Over Radio found me, Periscope. And then the beers that we're doing tonight are from Georgia, different parts of Georgia. And they come from Cinder, who's one of our biggest supporters on Periscope. Met him in person. He's got an exciting life, but I'm not going to put his business out there. He's a hip-hop manager, so I'm not going to tell you who the artist is. Ritz, make sure you get that new album, cop that. So right now, so Frank,
yeah,
it's been a minute. I know we've been, you know, technical difficulties, things moving, we've been moving and shaking. So real quick, what's about to happen next week?
School starts again.
How are you feeling about that?
I don't know. We're starting earlier this year. The district I work in changed the calendar for us, so we're actually starting early this year, which cut my summer short about 3 weeks. But we will be ending our school year, I guess, about 2 weeks earlier than normal.
So. Right. So this week you were scrambling.
Yeah, getting things ready, all that good stuff.
Nice. And how are you, like, internally? Are you mentally ready for the children? Are you ready? Because I know you're in the hood.
Yeah, I am in the hood. I think I'm mentally ready. I'm ready to do it.
All right. And as for me, you know, same old, same old. We've been dealing with Bertha. Oh, big shout out to Bertha and Brew Rebellion. Without Bertha, we wouldn't be able to do this up-and-coming event.
I don't think these guys know who Bertha is.
Ooh, you might want to follow us on Instagram at OBS Beers. Okay. If I had a camera, like, snap thingy, I'd push the button. But I ain't got that. I ain't got that sound. So, sound like a camera?
That works.
Fine. Bertha is actually a fermentation chamber we acquired through Brew Rebellion. And the cool part is, it's a fermentation chamber. And if you guys don't know, please check out our event coming up on October 21st called Voyage to a Brewery, I think, right?
I believe it's Voyage from the Garage.
Ah, you know what? I'm glad you're paying attention because I just work here. All right, so now we got the four beers. Let's talk about the four beers real quick.
Sure. We've got from Terrapin, it's called Cumulus Lupleus. From Creature Comfort, it's Athena Paradiso. Uh-huh. From, believe it's Southern Juice. From Jekyll Brewing, Southern Juice India Pale Ale. And from Scofflaw Brewing, this is Goat IPA.
Fair enough. That's wonderful. I'm going to go ahead and give out some claps for
yes,
that.
Yes, please.
All right, so before we get into the show, I just want to kind of talk about something that's actually been going on during this recording this week and see what your take is, and then we'll get right to the meat of the show.
Sure.
So breweries, they're popping up everywhere.
Yep.
They're doing a damn thing.
Yep.
The biggest complaint is these big conglomerates, these big machines are buying them up left and right, right?
Yes.
And we usually hate the practice of AB InBev, right?
Yep.
You hear about the two breweries that got picked up?
Yes.
Who are the two breweries?
One is Funky Buddha.
Out of Florida, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and the other was Anchor.
All right, now do you know who picked them up? Each one.
No. Constellation picked up Funky Buddha.
Yep.
And Sapporo picked up Anchor.
Nice. Now here comes the money shot. You ready?
Yes.
What else that we always talk about, Sapporo also picked up before Anchor?
Sapporo, quite a while ago, picked up Unibrew.
right on your face. There's the money shot, ladies and gentlemen. Right. So, Frank, which one do you want to do last? And which one do you want to do first?
Last, we're going to do Athena Paradiso.
Okay.
First, we're going to do the Southern Juice India Pale Ale.
Aye. So that's what we're going to do. Which one was the last one?
Athena Paradiso from Creature Comfort.
So we're going to do Creature. You love Creature Comfort.
I do.
Nice. Now, is there any other things that you want to talk about before we get started? Because, you know, we've got some time right now.
No.
No, you good.
I'm ready to jump in.
Am I ready to jump in, though?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have a jump in button?
No.
I don't. Uh-oh. Oh, well, guys, we'll be right back, starting with the first beer. Stay tuned. All right, guys, we're back, and we're large and in charge, and we're ready to go. Also, by the way, I'd like to thank our clothing designer, Shirts By Not Coordinating, because this is like the eighth time we're wearing the same fucking shirt, dude.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we doing, bud?
I got confused with all the gang signs I see thrown up over here, but this is Southern Juice India Pale Ale. It is 6.3% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, I believe it's www.jekyllbrewing.com.
I see something interesting on there. There's two things that you normally don't see as far as information. I see IBUs and SRMs.
Yeah.
What do we got on those?
The IBUs are 65 and SRM is
7.0L.
Yeah.
Do we know what those two things stand for?
IBU is International Bittering Unit. I believe SRM is the color of the malt.
Yes. Do you want to crack that one open?
Sure, I'll crack it open right up.
Yeah, let's do it. Three. That's right. Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, today's pour has been brought to you by the Frank. If you don't like the way he pours, you're definitely going to hate the way his dick feels. All right. So, looks like a regular beer to me.
Yeah.
Want to get down to the smell?
Yeah, I'm actually smelling it already.
Yeah, it's pretty hoppy. All right. Cheers to that.
That's what I thought.
It's stanking. That's money, baby. Wait, do I have a money shot?
No, you don't.
I don't. That's money. It smells like an IP. It smells... Okay, I'm not even going to look at the can, but it smells motherfucking juicy. Juicy. Like, I'm actually salivating right now.
Yeah.
And it smells like armpit. It's got a funk.
Yeah, it's definitely funky.
And it also smells full body, creamy, and watery, which sometimes I don't get both in the same fragrance.
Yeah.
What do you got?
A lot of that... A lot of tropical notes. So a lot of tropical citrus. Not your normal kind of grapefruit and orange. I'm getting some tangerine, some papaya.
You got some pear going on in there?
Some pear, some mango. It's interesting.
Nice. Oh, by the way, Frank, did you want to let everyone know about how they have to pay attention to the warning at the beginning?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't skip over the warning, folks.
Yeah.
It's important.
Pussy dick cocks.
And that's why.
Yeah. All right, so now let's move on to the taste. Very aggressive on the smell. Very aggressive on the smell, but the taste, my friend, is it's got a double body to it, like as if it was a double IPA. It's got a full body to it, a lot of botanicals, super drying element with a touch of that water quench. And then as you swallow it, more grapefruit, the yellow, is just building and building. And then the funny thing is, once it's all gone, like this really weird rancid pill of tangerine. And not I know it sounds rather disgusting, but think of it. It's pill, a little turnt tangerine, so it's slightly sweet, and it's really thick.
Whole fruit, almost.
Yeah, pulp that shit.
Yeah, it's it comes through in the taste like a bitter IPA.
Yep.
A lot of pith, a lot of peel, grapefruit, and then I agree with you totally. Once it's out of your mouth, all of a sudden it's like
Lord Chesterfield in your mouth.
The residual is those tropical notes.
Yes.
What's left over?
That's that money.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Now, normally, if you guys don't know, I'm not a big fan of IPAs, and the reason being is it's not the bittering part. Is that a lot of them kind of run the same gambit, right? You know, we taste them, and it's usually the ones that have something predominant or something special about it. But the ones that usually win me over are the doubles, the triples, the imperials, all that really heavy hops, and it needs to be super aggressive. Like, why is it making me gag? You know, that sort of real type effect. And this is really nice. And I know a lot of great beers are coming out of Georgia, and I know why Sender grabbed these for us. He knew what, basically, by checking out obsbeers.com, watching our hundreds upon thousands of beer reviews, and he pretty much pinpointed our videos and knew exactly what was necessary for us to record.
Yeah.
And so he basically studied us and said, these are the beers for you.
Yeah.
which is a phenomenal thing.
Well done, Sender.
Yeah, Sender, thank you so much. Do I have, yeah. We're going to stand an ovation on that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and rate this real quick for you because we're going to keep it pushing. No, what do you got for these guys?
I'm going to give it a 4. I think it's above average. Not well above average, but for me, it's above average. It's deceiving, which is also always interesting.
Yes.
Really tropical on the nose, not so tropical on the taste. And so it's confusing, but actually pretty tasty. And I think, you know, again, when we're reviewing beer, we're drinking it room temperature. I bet this would be really good ice cold.
I'm going to disagree with you, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Feel free. You're wrong, but that's okay.
You get that, sir. You get the womp womp. And I'm going to throw in this extra no charge.
Right.
Sir, it's my show. I can never be wrong. But I agree with you to the death of that. You're right. You could be right. But to be honest with you, in order for us to pull these great, interesting flavors, you got to have it room temperature. Ice cold, it would be delicious. But for the experience that we're selling, they have to have it at room temperature, especially for this beer.
True, but you're misunderstanding why I said it'd be drinking it ice cold.
Yeah, but they're not going to have that experience. They're going to have a great beer.
But most people out there really don't want that experience.
Well, then what are they doing?
Drinking.
Oh, then yeah, then you're right.
Thank you.
I'll give you a point.
Thank you. Welcome back to reality.
Oh.
I'm right.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So with that said, with reality coming back to it, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give this an outstanding 1.5. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm honestly going to hit it with a 4 as well. Everything that we said in this portion of the podcast, I'm going to stand by. No need to repeat myself.
Yep.
And I'm going to stand right next to Frank and agree with him as well. But the cool part about what we do is I prefer room temperature. Doesn't mean it's ice cold and it doesn't mean it's hot. It's just cool. And I'd like to break down beers and enjoy myself for that. But he's right. Have it cold. But if you're really enjoying it, it's going to get to room temperature anyway because you're trying not to smash it.
Agreed.
So with that said, guys, what we're going to do is we want to thank you for this section. And we're getting ready to move on to the next beer. I cannot wait. Thanks again, Cinder. All right, guys. So, Frank, what'd you think of that first beer?
It was deceiving. Interesting, yes. But deceiving.
You know what I most enjoyed about it? Well, actually, we'll talk about it at the end of the show.
Sure.
For the road. All right, what's our next beer, buddy?
Our next beer is... This is actually going to be something interesting. It's actually brewed by Scofflaw Brewing out of Atlanta, Georgia. Before I tell you what it is, there's a little note on the can.
Wait. Do you want me to read it, the note?
Sure.
Okay, where's the note?
Right there.
Okay. This beer developed and brewed in collaboration with Shipyard Brewing Company will serve as a full payment of Skolfla's debt due under a bet entered into on or about January 30th, 2017. Ooh, girl.
So that was the interesting part, that this is actually done in collaboration with Shipyard as a payment for a bet.
Oh, snap.
So I'm really curious right now
what the bet was.
But so... From Scofflaw Brewing, also with Shipyard, this is Goat IPA India Pale Ale. Again, they're from Atlanta, Georgia. It's 7.5% ABV, 60 IBUs, 6 SRM. This is a 12-fluid ounce can, or 355 milliliters.
Get it, girl.
If you want more information on these guys, ask Siri.
Cheesy. You know what's cool? The fact that two breweries that are nowhere near each other, one's on the West Coast and that one's in Georgia, somewhere in the U.S., they're actually... had a bet.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool.
Shows community.
We love community.
Here we go.
Let's do it. That's right. Frank is going ahead and pouring out the can in some glassware. We've got a glassware provided by, what is that, Sun Up Brewing in Arizona? Arizona?
Plain Glassmaker.
And Plain Glassmaker. Now, if you guys don't know anything about these two places, ask Siri or Alexa or Tamita or DeMarcus, whatever the new programs are.
DeMarcus, yeah.
All right. You ready for the smell?
Yes.
Click, clack, clickety, clink, clink.
Sure.
Click, 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 click.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, I really don't have a sound for this smell. And I'm just going to, Frank, I know I went first on the other one, and I normally don't like to go first.
Yeah.
May I?
Yeah, but before you do, let our engineer take a little sniff of that, because...
You want him to take a whiff?
There's a reason I do.
I already know where this is going. All right.
Oh, I see what you wanted.
There you go,
it's
all right.
The dreadlocks.
There's a Rastafari smell with this. Actually, it's funny, though, because I actually was going to go somewhere a little bit different. So
interesting.
With that said,
yes, please.
If you guys don't know this, our engineer is probably, I've been telling him to just get with the Rastafari movement, which is a religion based upon Bob Marley and the Greenery.
Yeah.
And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. We are in Las Vegas and it is legal now for him. So, you know, that's what he do. So Frank,
yeah.
Because I was going to go somewhere slightly different.
Sure.
You get to go first.
Oh, okay. It's dank. It's dank. It smells sticky. Like in the old days when I used to get a lot of bud.
Right.
It smells sticky, piney, resiny.
Yeah.
Like
a lot of body going on.
I want to pack the bong and just hang out.
You want to pack the bung or the bong?
Bong.
O-B-O-N-G.
Maybe listen to the Grateful Dead.
Ah.
Or a little Pink Floyd.
Ooh. I like that.
Yeah, and then maybe eat some lettuce and Miracle Whip.
Oh my God. You are crazy.
Yeah.
Look at you, big baller. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now it's my turn.
Please.
It literally smells like two things. Okay, we can go ahead and chop it up to the dankness. You're right. That the IBUs are coming through.
Mm-hmm.
The hop presence is crazy. And it just smells really, really intense, right?
Yeah.
But there are two weird fragrances that I'm picking up. And one of them is lemon drops and caramel candy.
Okay.
I'm literally picking up the two. And it smells almost like a creme brulee, like a souffle, a little chocolate souffle. It smells more dessertish to me and really sweet, which means that their mold profile is right next to their IBUs. And it just smells so delicious. It smells edible, hence the weed thing. So,
sure.
Yeah, I can't even find a soundboard right
Perfect.
Now. Yeah, point. Okay, wait, you know what? Here, this one's for you, all right, Frank? This one's for me for telling a bad joke.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. All right, let's get down to the taste notes. It's a mouthful of weed. Do you see that lemon and that caramel that I was talking about? Presence right there. It tastes like a... If you were to take some lemon juice and basically kind of spritz it on a Werther's Original, it's got sweet and savory at the same time, and that's citrus notes or grapefruit juice on caramel. The caramel is coming through for me on this. That malt, whatever malt they're using, is really coming through. Very thick caramel. It's like the thing, only thing I can take away from this. Yes, the IPA is phenomenal. It's very aggressive, but it's creamy and it's forgiving when you swallow it. It really is. It's not hanging on. It's not drying you out completely. But it's pretty aggressive on the front end. And then that caramel. It's weird, Frank. I don't know. It's like super sweet.
It's very, very sweet. I wasn't expecting it to be as sweet because of the dankness on the aroma.
That's two deceitful beers.
Yeah, but it's definitely coming across really, really sweet.
Also, we can chop it up. Citrus juicy. It's got like a lemon grapefruit juice. I taste barely any orange, but that's just me.
Yeah,
I got lemon grapefruit puree. It's kind of where I'm going with that.
Yeah, I'm getting the same, maybe a little tangerine and vanilla.
Yay, vanilla.
Yeah.
Actually, vanilla bean.
Yeah.
It's earthy. This is, now that you said it, I'm thinking of an Orange Julius.
Similar.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get down to the grain. This is, what's if you guys are listening to our tone for both beers so far, they're perplexing because the smell smells one way. So then your brain's programmed. And it, no matter how hard you fight it, you're going to be prepared for something else. Then the taste is super deceitful. This is like the ultimate reach around of beers. This is probably the thing I like about craft beers is you do not know what you're getting.
Right.
And no one is wrong. There's, I don't care. Like you love Yinglings.
Right.
I think Yinglings is meh. But we both know Lord Chesterfield is the shit.
Sure.
That's one of my favorite beers. Ho, ho, ho. So what's great about this beer is it's deceitful. It's more deceiving than the first beer for me. So, Frank, what's the score?
What's the score? Let's see. I'm gonna go 4 again. Again, above average, but not crazy above average. It's interesting that it's deceiving again. Really dank on the aroma. Really sweet on the taste. It's an odd combination, but tasty.
Absolutely. Now, ice cold, room temperature. Or let it work its way from cold to temp.
Well, I think everything should work its way from cold to temp.
Okay.
That's just me.
But normally you say, we'd like to see it. This would be great. As for this one, where do you see this as far as an IPA?
Well, I think every beer that we review, I want to drink ice cold. Just because, for me, just enjoying beer, I like beer ice cold. I like it to be cold and warm up so you can kind of get the difference. But I do, if I'm just drinking just to drink, I want it ice cold.
Right.
If I'm drinking it to get the nuances that the brewmasters want us to get and all that, then I want it to warm up.
Fair enough.
But always start ice cold, personally.
I like the way you said it. And just for the hell of it, just because we got a new engineer, cheers to that statement.
Ouch. watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to hit it with a 4-3. What I like about this is its complexity and simplicity of the aromatics and to the palate. Everything that I've said and what we talked about and everything that Frank says I fully agree with. Now people are going, how come you always keep saying that? I tend to repeat myself way too much.
True.
And I don't want to do that anymore.
Perfect.
I looked at the man in the mirror, and I'm making a change right now. Big shout out to Michael Jackson. I know you're watching, Pippin. I know you are. Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to be right back with the next. Actually, you know what? Not the next beer. I think it's time for a little education. All right, guys, we'll be back with the term in just a few moments.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, so far on this roller coaster right now, we did two very strange beers because they were super scenic. But right now, we're going to take a small break with the Frank. Frank, this is what I would like to ask of you.
Yes.
Do we have some sort of terminology or education?
Yes.
For the people listening out there?
Well, I hope so. I hope we do.
Well, what do you got?
The term Vorloft.
Oh, I love that word.
Yes, I know you do.
I love Vorlofting.
Would you like to tell our listeners what Vorloft means?
No, this is your segment of the show.
Okay, so Vorlofting.
Wait, we gotta get a proper intro.
It's my segment and you're interrupting me.
Wait, hold on. Here we go. Vorlofting.
Is that it?
Oh.
There we go. Rocket ship. Perfect. Vorlofting is a process when, in the homebrew world, if you are brewing all grain, and what I mean by brewing all grain is there's no sugary syrup. You're literally using the malted grain in order to extract sugar to turn that into alcohol in your beer. When you Vorloft, after the grain, what we call the mash, has sat for a while, usually about an hour, at about between 144 and 156 degrees, depending on when you're brewing, what you'll do is you'll start pulling some liquid from the mash tun. And the mash tun is where your grains and now your water are sitting, steeping, pulling those sugars. And by Vorlofting it, you're pulling some of the liquid from the mash tun and you're watching it as it's passing, usually into some sort of clear glass vessel, to see if any grain is coming through. And once you Vorloft, meaning pull it out, and then you pour it back in. Yes, I said pull it out. And you pour it back in, and you kind of continue to do that until it starts running clear. There's no presence of any kind of grain residual coming through your wort, and that's Vorlofting.
And this is why you're the goddamn MVP of OBSBeers.com. All right, guys, we're going to be back after these few commercials, and we're going to finish our last two beers and then two for the road. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and explain something to you. If you do not know what the next greatest beer is, OBSBeers.com. You want proper education? OBSBeers.com. You're trying to find out what's trending out there on Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Periscope Live? OBSBeers.com. Oh, you don't know what to drink tonight out on the town? OBSBeers.com. OBSBeers.com is the number one beer review site to help you decide on what's the next beer. OBSBeers.com. One more time, OBSBeers.com. All right, guys, we are back. Before we start, Frank. Hey, Sean, are you here?
Yeah, definitely here.
How are you enjoying your first time being our engineer on the show?
I'm loving it. It's always good to be here.
Wonderful. Shut up. All right.
Okay, cool.
Appreciate it. All right, we're putting them back in our cage. All right, so Frank, so far so good?
Yeah.
Let's do it. What's the next one?
This is called Cumulus Lupleus from Terrapin Beer Company out of Athens, Georgia. They're actually owned by Miller Coors.
Oh, hold on. Wait.
Ah, yes. Turn of events. Owned by Miller Coors. This is a Imperial India Pale Ale. 8.1% ABV, SRMs are 5.9, and IBU is 101.
I'm literally starting to think everything out of Georgia, they actually slapped those on there. That's three
beers. I was thinking that also, but the next one we're going to do does not have.
Oh. So. Damn. Let me restrict that for the record. Now, two things. I've actually noticed something on that particular can on the green leaf. Did you see that?
Yes.
What does it say?
Drink fresh, do not age.
Damn. Sucks to be the company because we do. Also, I love Terrapin. I love their theme. And this would be the first time I've ever seen a Terrapin item. Well, let me make sure. Are there a turtle? Is there a turtle on their item anywhere? A turtle in the clouds? Any turtles?
Let's see. The clouds are actually hop cones.
Yeah. Yep, no turtles. And it's the first, well, I don't know, some of the silhouettes.
Could be one in the water.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're predominantly, they're turtles.
Yeah.
You always see a turtle, and it's the first time. All right, Frank Cracker,
bring that bad boy open.
Sweet. Beautiful, beautiful. It's pretty. Oh, that was the other thing. So, I actually got an email a while back, Frank, and yeah. I normally don't like to talk about all the emails we get, but this one says, why do you always say, when we say doubles, triples, imperials, and Russians? You literally have heard me say it for the years that we've known each other, right?
Yeah.
Could you read the name style of this beer one more time?
This is an imperial IPA.
And I wanted to just say, boom, motherfucker. Seriously, people are like, there's no such thing as an imperial or a Russian. I'm like, are you kidding me? There are, and this would be literally the first time out of all the beers we've recorded that it actually stated it. Now, going to like a couple of places here in Vegas, some great craft beer buildings, Aces and Ales, yeah, a few other places. There was always some Imperials IPAs, but it wasn't able to record them. So it's kind of hard to back that up. But now,
yeah,
it's right there in your face, fuckers.
I think generally Imperial is used to classify stout. Usually when you're talking about IPAs or browns or something like that, it's more of doubles and triples. And the Russian Imperial label is really used for stouts.
This is true. So I'm glad that can have it. All right, guys, we're getting down to the smell. Let's do it. Click, clink, click, clink. More alcoholic on this one. A little more boozy. Still smells dank. Smells like weed. It ain't gonna lie. It smells like weed. It's got the cannabis, the hops, the plants, the resin, the pine. Nothing that we ain't described in the other two beers.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there, yeah?
Yeah.
So want to move on to the taste?
Please.
Let's do it. Click, clink, finish here. Click. I don't know. It's light. It's fluffy. Creamy. This one's a little more malty, but it's not sweet. It's like more grainish, bready. It's got some biscuit going on. But the hop profile, out of all the beers we've done, this one's subtle. It's very light, balanced, refreshing, boozy. The booze is there.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not like grabbing you. And I like it matches the can.
I think that's where I was going to go. I think that the can and the artwork is appropriate. The artwork on the can, it's basically blue. You see silhouette of a guy by himself on an island. His boat is anchored and he's just leaning against a palm tree, and overhead are cumulus clouds in the shape of hop cones.
Yes.
So what I think is appropriate about it is, and the word you used was fluffy, and I think fluffy is perfect for it. It is very, very fluffy, airy, delicate, what you would think a cloud is actually made up of.
This is true. And the other great part is, yeah, I'm going to throw in the yeah.
Mm. No, yeah, that's great. That's great.
No, I'm just fucking around. But seriously, this is probably one of the lightest body IPAs I've ever had. But it's got body to it. It's got a lot going on, but it's subtle.
It's like the cotton candy of IPAs.
I like that.
Yeah.
Can I give you a point?
I guess so.
Too late, gave you one.
Thanks.
All right, so I don't know. It's this one's another deceiving beer.
Yeah.
The fragrance was all in your face. Now wait, you know what? What's the citrus notes? Any citrus?
Yeah, it's.
I'm getting like lime, ruby red grapefruit, and a touch of pineapple.
Yeah, I'm getting the pineapple, the papaya, the mango, more of your citra hops, but it also still has that bitterness. Lime a little bit. Not a lot of grapefruit. Some resin.
Yep.
Even though the IBUs are 101, which...
But wait, you ready? What's some SRMs?
5.9?
No, it's 59.
No, 5.9.
5.9? It's 5.9. So I guess on the scale...
You're right.
It's 59, right?
I think.
Let me see it.
Go ahead and look. There's a little gap between
5.9. 5.9. So I guess on the SRM scale, I'm guessing the malt is right underneath them IBUs, because if you're going to talk about 101 IBUs, International Bitter Unit, it should be ripping our faces off and make us gag a little bit. It should be, but that malt is balancing it out. So again, we tell people, don't go by the IBUs. Do not go by the SRMs, because if something's balancing it out, it's just going to wash out. But this is just one of those, I'm always against it and I always fight you on it. Ice cold. I would probably have to have this ice cold to fill that good IPA sting it's deserving. But again, it's very rare for a beer to match its labels.
I wonder if it would remain fluffy ice cold.
I also, you know, it's another question we can add on that is, if we didn't age it because we couldn't get to it right away, would it have been more aggressive? Maybe that's the probably reason why I said do not
could
age.
Be.
That it mellowed out. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and move on to the grade. All right, Frank Arunadu, what do you got for him?
I'm going to give a 4.25, again, above average. Getting up there almost to be like well above average. I do really enjoy that fluffy kind of texture to it. It's delicate. It's not overpowering. And then the booze kind of sneaks in just to remind you, hey, drink enough of me and...
Yeah.
You're going to make bad decisions and do that walk of shame home.
Yeah, no one wants you to do a walk of shame at all, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to be walking around, walking out of someone's house and you hear this. You know, and you got stains on your stockings, you know what I'm saying? So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and rock and roll with a 4. I like it. It's subtle. It's got some great body to it. And I think it's just a rock steady beer. It doesn't change or compromise what you think of IPAs. At the same time, this could be your daily 6, but with the warning, this thing is so fluffy and so creamy and so smooth, you're going to get fucked up and you're going to be somewhere on a motherfucking island somewhere looking at the cumulus clouds, brother. All right, guys, we'll be back with the last beer. Thanks for listening. Ladies and gentlemen, that burp was brought to you by Soundbox. Soundbox. It's a bunch of burps. All right, Frank, last ride of the roller coaster of beer of shame. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we still want to give a huge shout out to Sean. Thank you for helping us out. We want to give a huge shout out to Miss Sally, who at some point stopped doing Snapchat for us. She just sat her ass down.
God bless her.
Yeah, we've seen it before. We've seen it before. And it's fine. Wait, getting water?
No.
All right, I'll take that one. I'm sorry. I'll take that one.
Yeah.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, right now we want to give a huge shout out to the Sellies. Sean, chilloveradio.net. Big, huge shout out to Mr. Cinder for these phenomenal beers. And the last on the roller coaster ride is what, Frank?
This is from Creature Comforts Brewing Company. This is called Athena Paradiso. It's a Berliner Weiss.
I do love Berliner Weisses.
I do too. And what's interesting is we've done nothing but IPAs tonight. And that's one of the reasons why I held this out to last.
Well,
just
right,
to change it up.
Because you do read the cans before we get started.
I don't really. I just kind of see what it is. So this is made in Athens, Georgia. It is the only can we've had tonight that does not have the SRMs and the IBUs on it.
Nice.
It also doesn't seem to have, there it is, 4.5%. ABV.
Oh, nice.
Nice and light to finish the night.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, brother. Pop her open.
Sweet. So, this is cranberry, raspberry, and tart cherry.
See, I don't know why we had to explain it. I was going to see if we can figure it out.
That's true.
Damn. Oh,
look at that.
It's red as fuck. It reminds me of Betsy's Pop Cherries.
Reminds me of strawberry soda.
Ladies and gentlemen, the soda's made by the devil.
Soda is made by the devil.
There you go. I just wanted to make sure Frank knew that. All right. Cheers to the... To smell?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Raspberries, cherries, and cranberries.
Yeah. And funk.
It smells sour as shit, guys. I'm laughing because normally we don't read anything.
Yeah, normally we don't. Yeah. I don't know why I did that. I'm tired.
Hey, I remember my first time beer reviewing. No, guys, everything it says so far now, we can kind of break it down. Number one thing you're going to get is definitely the tartness. It's funky. Smells like sour. And it is cherry, raspberries, and cranberries. And the cool part is, no matter who you are, you're getting 2 out of the 3. And each person's probably going to say which one came first. And nobody's wrong. So for me, Frank, I actually smell cherry, cranberry, then raspberry on the back finish. More earthy, more seedy at the end. What is your combination of the fragrance?
I'm getting raspberry up front and then cherry.
Fair enough. Are you getting cranberry?
Not really.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. But it's
but because of that, I'm expecting... To taste cranberry first.
Sour as shit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, let's move on. Click, 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 click.
That's
man, and there's a cranberry.
Yep.
Cranberry forward.
Oof.
Pureed tart cherry on that bitch. And then, and I shit you not, raspberry seeds. So if you guys have ever jammed raspberry or make a smoothie with raspberries... That's the back finish. It's earthy, seedy. It's tart as shit combined with the cherries and cranberry. But it's more tarty cranberry, cherries in the middle, raspberry finish. God damn.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
It even looks unfiltered. It's actually kind of unfiltered. It's semi-filtered. Semi. All right, I'm going to go in for one more. Normally, there's a three-sip rule. That's sip number two.
That's nice.
And it's kind of dissipating a little.
Ice cold.
Oh, yes. Ice cold will do it. It'll fucking pop your butthole here.
Oof.
Okay, so I did my three sips, and definitely more cherry now. Cranberry tart, still raspberry. Raspberry is the finisher.
Yeah, that's what's keeping it sweet, is the... To me, the raspberry, the cranberry and the tart cherry are playing well off each other, keeping you off balance with the sour. And then the raspberry just kind of rolls in and just goes mellow.
I enjoyed the earthy aspect of the raspberry. So again, guys, if you guys don't know this, raspberries are very seedy and earthy. They're like the bad uncle of the berries because, you know, you puree blueberries, there's nothing going on. Strawberries, nothing going on. You put raspberries in, there's seeds everywhere and shit.
Yeah.
It's super seedy. So, very earthy. It's delicious. It's tart as fuck. I'm glad you saved this one for last.
Yeah, me too.
It definitely rinsed out everything. So, it's a palate cleanser. I enjoy the label. And so far, me and you have enjoyed, this is number two now on the show, Creature Comfort. And,
oh, yeah, they make great beer.
Oh, my goodness. Someday we should strive to be that.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's get our grade on.
I'm going to go 4 or 5.
Really?
Yep. Well above average. Part of my 4 or 5 is in anticipation of sometime trying this ice cold.
Okay.
Because I think this would be fantastic. I mean, brutally cold.
Brutal, just like pull it out the almost freezing.
Almost freezing.
And you think...
Like, I'm dying of thirst. Give me a Berliner Weiss.
And then you're ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
This combination is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
For me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going with a 4.7. It's interesting in how intricate all three flavors play off of each other. And you're right, Berliner Weisses are really good ice cold. But at the same time, the more they warm up, the more aggressive they become. And they definitely attack your sour senses in your mouth. And they just become one of the most interesting things ever. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here with this. And again, Cinder, we really do appreciate this. And there's not much we can say about Creature Comfort. Creature Comfort is their beast. They're one of their... If we had to pick the top 50, they're within the top 20.
I would say.
Yeah, so, all right, guys, we'll be back with 2 for the road. All right, guys, before we get out of here, it's time for 2 for the road. First off, huge shout out to our engineer, Sean. Huge shout out to the Sellies, keeping us up on Snapchat at OBS Beers. One more time, Frank, if people need to get a hold of you by email, what's that? And then Twitter.
You can reach me via email, frank@obsbeers.com, on Twitter, GSPGSP163, on Twitter.
There you go. And for me, guys, if you guys need to reach me by email, it's KEY@obsbeers.com. And also, you can check us out. I'll get a hold of you. Well, on our Twitter @OBSBeers. Okay. Now, with that said, if you want to check us out live for live beer reviews, Friday, you know, whatever we're on, we're not going to say whenever we're on. Download Periscope or download Twitch and search OBS Beers on Periscope at OBS Beers 2014 on Twitch. Sometimes we're actually streaming on both. Now, with that said, a huge shout out to Chill Lover Radio for allowing us to be here and fuck up the airwaves. We are killing it. We are crushing it, and we still don't know why. Is it puzzling, Frank?
Totally puzzling.
All right, guys, and if you guys need to check out any of our other social media, and I promise you, we're on everything. All you got to do is grab your favorite social media and do a search of OBS Beers, and you'll find us. Now, we're going to do 2 for the road. If you guys are new to this, basically, that burp right there just lets you guys know I'm having a great time. So, we each ask each other 2 questions based upon the beers that we have in any fashion, and you can't repeat. All right, are you ready, Frank?
Yeah.
Go.
Key, what are you going to pair with the goat IPA food-wise?
Well, considering that it was very complex, very deceiving, I would pair it with either 2 things. And this is going to sound weird. 1, wet bitches. Mm-hmm. Got to have wet bitches. But in all seriousness, I would honestly pair it with a classic hot dog.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to go simple. I think either Hebrew National or Nathan's. Some onions, a little bit of relish. You know what I'm saying? Put a little classic stuff on it. Whatever you want to put on it. I think a nice hot dog would pair very well with it.
Nice.
And wet bitches.
And wet bitches.
All right. Perfect. My turn.
Yeah.
Go. All right, Frank, out of all these beers today, what beer would you honestly say was your least favorite stacked up upon the beers that we did on today's show?
That's a hard question because I thought they were all pretty good. I have a clear favorite, but as far as which one of these 4 wonderful beers was not my favorite?
Yeah, which one didn't stack up compared?
I'm going to go with the Scofflaw.
Okay.
The Goat IPA from Scofflaw. Not that it was bad, but if I have to choose which one was my least favorite, that's the one I'm going to choose.
Fair enough. All right. Ready? Go.
Yeah. So, you are going to initiate the Walk of Shame for some poor, unsuspecting, dumb girl. Or guy. What do you mean?
You know, whatever you're gonna do.
Whatever floats it for you.
Hey, walk of shame.
Which of these beers is going to initiate that walk of shame sooner?
To be honest with you, it's gonna be that Terrapin.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gotta be the Terrapin. Cumulus Lupulus. I said Lupulus. All hell Cthulhu. Because it's easy. Laid back because you need to have some sort of balance after fucking with me.
Gotcha.
You gotta have some sort of balance. You gotta have it, baby. All right, here we go. Go. All right, Frank.
Yep.
Out of all these beautiful beers tonight.
Yep.
All right. Which beer are you gonna drink to Two Girls One Cup video?
Probably the Fina Paradiso from Creature Comforts.
I like that. And why?
Because I liked it. That's pretty much it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, one last time, if you guys don't know, obsbeers.com for everything about beer. And if it ain't on the website, contact us and tell us what you would like to see on the website. Or reach us and let us know what you want us to talk about, any things you like or don't like about our podcast. Or reach out to us at chilloveradio.net and let's get this going. You know what I'm saying, Frank? Or episode 41, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, go big or go home, right?
Sure.
We're killing it. We're all over the world, and we want to appreciate everyone who's enjoying what we're doing. So, hey, beer's what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
We'll check you guys next time. Thanks for listening, and I
see
think...
See ya.
Wait, I'm going to hit it with the hand clap. You want the hand clap? What sound do you want? You sure did. All right, guys, until next time. Peace.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.